Today is Maseches Nedarim Daf Beis, Mazdav Nasir Maseches Ksubas. We enter a new world of Nedarim, where actually words matter. It's essential, I think, of Nedarim. Always the question is, why is Nedarim in Seder Nashim? So there are two things. Number one, there's a parak in Ksubas that talks about the nedarim of the wife and the husband's rights regarding that. Also, in the Torah, the main parsha of nedarim is discussed in the context of relationships between the husband and the wife. And then you have nazir, which follows it, which is nazir is basically a sniff. It's a takeoff of nedarim. Followed, you have sota, which the Gemara says called. If you see sota b'kikula, then you can nazirat from the yayin. That's also more of a husband-wife relationship. That's why it's in Seder Nashim.
Maybe a dumb question. Why don't we start the whole process of Kedushin?
Right. So we'll talk about that when we get to Kedushin. Why doesn't that come first? Okay. So at least Kedushin comes before. At least it's Kedushin comes before Gittin. At least though Kedushin comes before Gittin.
No, okay. The other way around. Should be the other way around.
Right, it's kitten before Kedushin, by the way. So we'll have to deal with that. Mark it down, and if I remember, we'll talk about that. Okay. So basically, we have to discuss a few things before we start the Masechta. Just a basic introduction, which is pretty much all covered in the first long run, which we have time, probably will have time, we'll try to go through. Question is, what is an Ikar HaNeder? What is the proper way to do a Neder? A Neder has to be explicated, has to be said out loud. You have to say it in the proper lashon of a neder, and that's why the words count. So what is the ikar of the neder? So there's a machlokas we showed him, which you can see here. It's the Ran here against the Rosh and the Tosfos, and also the Ran and Shua seems to hold like the Rosh and Tosfos. But whether or not, in order to make a neder, you have to use something called hatpasa. Hatpis means to connect. Do you have to connect a neder to something that's already restricted? Do you have to say that these tissues are usher to me just like a carbon? These tissues, right? Do you have to do that? Or can you simply say, these tissues are usher to me? So saying that they're usher to me, just like a carbon, is called hatpasa. I'm connecting my neder to something already that's already restricted. You can't connect to something that's not restricted, but you have to connect to something that's restricted. So the Ran here says that it's the proper way, the ikker way to do a neder is whether or not you do hatpasa. It doesn't matter whether or not you do hatpasa. But if you do hatpasa, you have to do hatpasa correctly, which means I have to connect to something that's already usher. The Rosh here and Tosos here, they say that the Iker is to do Hatpasa. The Iker Neder is to do Hatpasa. That's how you do Hatpasa. They say if you do not do Hatpasa, if you do not do with this connection, then it would still, if I say these tissues are usher to me, there's a concept called Yad, which is a hand, and we'll see that in the Mishnah, which then will continue. And so the Rosh and Tosos and the Rishon will say, if you don't do Hatpasa, it still works with Din Yad. So what the Nafka mean is whether something works with Din Yad or Midin Hat or Midin Ikar and Neder. But that's just the proper way to do a Neder is Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not it has to be done with Hatpasa. Also, we can see today's Daf, what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua? The difference between a Neder and a Shvua is basically a difference. A Neder means I oser this Chayfitz to me. These tissues are usher to me. A Shvua says, it puts on the garbage, I swear that I will not get benefit from these tissues. It's where's the emphasis? The emphasis on the object or the emphasis on the subject? There is a machlokas also regarding Shem Hashem and a Shvua. When you take a Shvua, in order to create a Shvua, do you have to use Hashem's name? Comes out from the fact that Shvua Seidus is the place where we learn Shvua. Seems to indicate you do have to say Hashem's name. Ron says you do not need to create a Shvua. You do not need Hashem's name to create a Shvua. Rabbi Tam says you do need Hashem's name to create a Shvua. And then we'll talk about Kinuyim. Kinuyim are nicknames, basically. Kinuy, which is a nickname that's name of a parak. Kinuyim basically are nicknames. Those they're not actual Lashonos of a Neder, but they will work to create a Neder. Machlokas in the Gemara between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the concept of Kinuyim come from. Rav Yochanan says they're just foreign languages. These are words that are used in a foreign language. Like an oath, that's a foreign language. Maybe same thing. I don't have to say a Neder in English. An oath is a Shua. Right? Reish Lakish. What? It's different. It's a different concept. Well, how does he translate it? Is it Nedarim? All in the Nedarim. Right? All in the Nedarim. Okay, so Rav Yochanan says a foreign languages. Reish Lakish says that the Chachamim make up these words. The reason Ram will bring down why the Chachamim make up these words is sort of code words to work instead of the real words. Then we also have yados. We're talking about in the Mishnah again. Yados are basically handles, like a yad. It's something to hold on to. It's basically that yados are inferior languages, but we extend it to create the neder. Basically, it's close enough. We say it's close enough, and then you get basic issues throughout, especially the first parak. What language is considered close enough? That's when it becomes semantics, and that would say that words count.
Does the Torah discourage us from taking the neder?
So this, it seems to be a machlokas in the Torah doesn't discourage you from making the darn. The Torah basically just says, if you take a neder, these are the rules. Same thing, the Torah doesn't encourage or discourage getting. If you need to divorce your wife, you get... There seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara, comes out, I think, with the Pesukim and Mishlei, as to whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing to take Nadarim. So, then there's a chote. Why would one do it? One would do it maybe to Mizaris himself. He's having a difficulty with something. Maybe he's doing it to punish somebody, because I can take a neder, and a neder that you are us, and Koneim all my property to you. I mean, that's probably a bad thing. It seems to be, there's a tension between what the reason is why you make a neder, whether it's good, a bad thing, or not a good thing. Also, if you'll notice, on the Sechas Nadarim, says Rashi, most likely it's not Rashi. I don't think in any other Masechta where it is Rashi, it actually says Rashi on top. Rashi usually speaks for himself, so you don't have to tell me it's Rashi. It seems to be that it's not, right? You like that one? It seems to be that it's not Rashi. There are Rishonim that quote a Rashi, and that what they quote does not seem to be the Rashi here. That's why we're very dependent on the Ran. Additionally, Masechta Darim, also the language, you see, the language of Masechta Darim is different. I heard someone say maybe it's more like Yerushalmi in the fact that it misses the transitional words, Mesveg in Italian, those type of words. So I heard that maybe it wasn't edited the same way as other. I don't know what the scholars say about the Masechta Darim. If any finds any articles about the authorship of Nadarim, please feel free to forward it to me. Interested to see what the quote scholars.
I will be getting an email error.
Oh, I don't. I'm not. Well, it depends on how much time I have today. But so that's the story. Okay. So let's read the Mishnah, and then see if we can go through the Ran, who will basically just re-emphasize the introduction that we just did. Kol kinoi nedarim ki nedarim. All the nicknames of nedarim, if it constitutes a kinoi of a neder, that will count as a neder. And just read it. So, kol kinoi nedarim ki nedarim, kol kinoi charamim ki charamim. Anytime you make a cherim, also it's the kinoi is fine. Veshvuos veshvuos, all the kinoyim of veshvuos will create a valid Shavua, Vinaziris, Kinaziris, so too, all the Kinuyim, these nicknames for a Nazir, if you want to make a Nazir, will create a Naziris. Then, just to foreshadow the Gemara, now the Gemara Mishnah jumps to certain types of Yados. Right? How Omer, a person says to Lechavero, a person says to his friends, Modrani Mimcha, Mefushani Mimcha, Mechorkani Mimcha, and at the end he adds, Shani Ochelach. That's Machlux in the Gears with Shani or Sha'ani, all these Sha'ani Toimlach, Aser. These cases are yados. If I says, there seem to be a concept of, I'm separating myself. Well, it doesn't say anywhere, usser, it just says, majorani will call it these types of words. Those are considered yados, and those yados will create a valid neder. Right? So it's okay. The way you read it, it's ha'omer l'chaveir, majorani l'chom, v'shani l'chom, v'chani l'chom, shani ocha l'cha, shani ocha goes on all the l'shonos, or shani to'om l'cha, or if that I taste from you, or I'll eat from you, usser. That's the word aser, meaning it's a valid neder, midin yad. And next case is menuda nilach, if he uses the lashon of menuda, which also means some sort of separation. So there, Rav Akiva hayachochech bazel hachmir. He would smile at chochech, I think it means he leaned, but he would be machmir, that language was considered sufficiently good language in order to create a neder.
They seem to
be very similar.
It doesn't seem like the rest of the way.
No, he says
Mudrani Mimcha. Mudrani Mimcha is also a separation.
All is a separation. Mufushani Mimcha, I'm separate. I'm distanced from you.
Tom Mimcha and Tom Mimcha and Ochalach.
Mm-hmm.
Ochalach seems like actions. Here, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
I think the way you read those last three words as the end of Mudrani Mimcha. He's explaining. Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Ochalcha. I think that's how you read it. All right, let's read it.
Otherwise, you're allowed to do everything except Ochalcha.
Yeah, so he's that's fine.
And you're allowed to be friends with him, just not allowed to eat from his food.
Okay, so that's you have to be careful. Whatever you say, that's what if I take a net and say I will not get benefit from your lawnmower, then I'm allowed to get benefit from your car.
Right.
So, all right. Anyone have a lawnmower? So Mishnah, let's do the Ran.
What?
Snowblow. Kol kinu nedarim. So the Ran says, in this basic introduction, neder hu echa be'echa mishnei inyonim. A neder can come about to one of two ways. Im nidre hektesh, there's nidre hektesh, and there's regular nidre iser. Nidre hektesh are, shehu matish lebedek abayis olam izbeach. Where I take a neder, this is going to be holy to the base of Mikdash. I'm going to bring this as a carbon, I'm going to dedicate this to the base of Mikdash. Ube inyan zeh, when it comes to nidre hektesh, eino yachal lahatish elamashu shalo. You're going to be matish what is yours. You can't use somebody, you can't be, take a neder to be matish something to the base of Mikdash if you don't own that item or that property. Right, the isuro kolok, but in distinction, we'll see obviously to a regular to a neder that we have now. The isuro kolok adam. And once I make a neder to the Beis Hamikdash, then it's usher to everybody. If I say that these tissues are now hooked to the Beis Hamikdash, no one can use them. However, case number two, which is Aram Sechta deals with, is O Nidri Isser. We'll call them Nidri Isser. She Asser al Atzmo Dvarim Hamutarim. I Asser on myself things that are mutter. I'm allowed to use these tissues, but if I take a neder, say I'm not going to use these tissues, and now all of a sudden I cannot use these tissues. I can make take a neder not to use something that doesn't belong to me. These tissues don't belong to me. They belong to the shul. So I can take a neder not to do that. Also, right? I can say I'm not going to use your jacket. And the same way around, right? The ein isur shavu kol. And the isur is not equal to everybody. If I take a neder and said, you may not get benefit from my property, you can't get benefit from my property. You can. If I take a neder that says, I may not use these tissues, but you can. So it's very different from Umasechazu, he be in Nidri Isser. Our Masechazu is with Nidri Isser. Shemash Shanakan, and it's what it says over here, Charamim. A Charim looks like a Hektesh. Umash Shanakan Charamim, Kicharamim, Haidim Shum Shalashun Charim, the Lashon of Charim, Kishem Shukol Charim Bedakabayas, that says it can also be a Charim to the Bedakabayas, Kahu Kol Nidri Isser. It also includes the concept of Nidri Isser. Kitana Kaman, if someone uses the Lashon, we'll see Nathan Zayin, Hare Alecha Alay Charim. Alright, if I say you're to me like a cherim, hamudar aser, then I who take the neder is aser, hare alecha cherim, then, I guess, one way the speaker is aser, one way the recipient, I guess, is aser. And hare at alai cherim, hamadir aser. If I say you are to me like a cherim, then you're aser to me. Okay, but the cherim can use a lashon for a nidre iser as well. When we shim haigavna, for that reason, tana charim hacha di ilu charim bedakabayas, lo shaychi b'hai masechta, lo seder kadashim. When it deals with bedakabayas, that's not shaykh here, that's in seder kachim. He says, v'nidre iser, to make a neder, heim ba'achas mishlosha derachim. There are three ways to make a neder, which is what we mentioned. Ikar ha-neder, this is the main way. Kinuyov, the kinuyim, which are the nicknames, the yados, and these handles. Ikar ha-neder, this is what the Ran says. The Ran says, Ikar ha-neder, hu sheyomar, what's the main principal way to make a neder? Sheyomar, davar ze asur alai, this thing is asur to me. Bein sheit pisu b'davar acher, bein shalohi pisu. Whether or not I connect it to something that's already asur, or not. Right?
Now, is it an equivalence?
You don't, according to the Ran, to make an ikar ha-neder, you don't need the equivalence. Right? Zehu ha-neder amar b'torah. Just to quickly look around, if you go to the Perish HaRosh, right, on the right side, the Perish HaRosh, so he goes closer. So Nedarim, right, fourth line, Nedarim ikar neder amar b'torah hu shematmis ha-chevitz b'dabar nesar. You have to matmis, you have to do hadpas, you have to do this connection to something that's already aser. They iser pek, go korban o hektesh, right, you have to connect it to something. You have to say, these tissues are aser to me like a korban. That's the machlokas we're showing them right away here. Ron here does save the Ron. It's funny, the Ron on the Masechta Shuas, I think on Daf Chaf, says that you do have to say do hatpasa. So we're showing them to deal with the Chorim deal with what seems to be a steer in the Ron. The answer that the Ron there is just talking with Shita Sarif. Here he's talking about his own Shita.
According to Rosh, if you don't say that,
it's not a, then you worse we didn't yad. So what's the nafkamina? I don't know.
Right.
Well, I saw yesterday in Minchas Usher from Rosh Weiss says that maybe an afkamina would be the next neder. Can you be, let's say I take a net, what is hadpasa means basically is that you're connecting, I'm drawing the kedusha from that item into this item, as opposed to, so because the person holds that, says you can't, he says you can't, an individual has the power to usher something on its own. He cannot, his mouth cannot be used, other than hektesh, his mouth cannot be used to take something that's permissible and make it impermissible. So that's why you have to do hatpasa. The other mandomer says you do have that power. So what's the nafkamina? So he says, let's say I take a neder like this without hatpasa, and then I try to be matbis this to that. So if they, it worked with dinyad, so that means this would, this drew from the kedusha, so I could connect this to that. But if this was worked by itself without midinyad, it was an ikar neder without hadpasa, so now I created the isser by itself, there is no karban on this. Maybe he says you can't take, they take a third item and connect it to that item. Have the karban, this, and this. If this is connected to the karban, then if I just matvis this, it also draws from the karban. He says maybe. But I didn't, because what was, if it's the ikar neder is not drawing from a karban. So there's no karban status here. So I'm not being matpis to something that's usa.
See, I always thought the karban aspect of it is just to give it that heavy stamp.
Well, but according to my Dharma, it says you don't need it.
That's the connection part.
But what if you don't need hadpasa? You don't need the connection.
Even teeth, you mean?
Yeah.
Right, but according to the Ran, you don't need it. You don't need that. You have an ikar neder even without that connection, because the person's words itself can create that isser. According to Man Dharma, says that you need hadpasa, so the person's words himself cannot create the isser. You have to draw it from something that's usser. So by drawing it from something that's usser, you have hadpasa. That's what you're saying.
See, I always compare it to if somebody makes a shua, and he makes a shua without saying Hashem, which is what it says.
Right.
Not saying Hashem's name. So you go to court, you don't say Hashem's name. It's
right.
Like a lower level of
so
shua.
That's,
it's like I'm testifying on a lower level.
Right.
Why? Because you know. But once you have to add God's name to it, all of a sudden it
more serious.
What?
More serious.
Yeah. That's
right.
I always thought that's just the same way of doing it.
But that's only one.
No more like it's a teeth.
But that's only according to one sheet, though.
I understand.
Okay.
But otherwise, it really doesn't make any sense.
The Ran says you don't need that.
According to Ran, what's the difference between yad and a regular neder?
Yeah, the other things of yad. I have to see other examples of yad. What's the nafkamina meaning between the two? Right, it's the way you're supposed to do it, and the other ways if you do it, it still works. But right, so I wasn't 100% clear, but he tries. It's very hard to. Okay. So now, he says, V'yados, ikar, we said that. But the Ran says, even though you don't have to do hadpasa, he says in the second to last short line, Ela dehecha dehedpisu ba'inan shehedpisu bedavar hanadar velo bedavar asar. You have to do it right. You have to be matbisit to something else that's not there. You can't be matbisit to a pig. And this teaches us to be like a pig, that's something asar. It has to be, you have to do connection to something that itself was, that had Isra created on it. That's something that's already usher. Right? Kidamir embrace Prakshu by Basra. So that's even a neder though is chal without hadpasa. Afilu hachi im hitpisu by inanshi yat pisenu bedavar hanader velo bedavar aser hilkach hekach shehitpisu amar hari kika ze alike karbon chayel nidre. That's a neder, and then he says again but ikur neder who's there. That's also ikur neder. He just said ikur neder is without hadpasa. Okay. But at the kinuyim, what a kinuyov, who should be mocking carbon, instead of using the word carbon, that was also like a carbon, you use the words like koname, konach, kones, the kosha omerkane, hareku ilu amar carbon, I like ikar. Because if you say carbon, I like these tissues. That's the same. If you say konech, kore, koname, that's all the same. It's all the same thing. That's what our Mishnah says. Kol kinuyim nidarim kinedarim. Well, behind the kinuyim, when it comes to these kinuyim, we mentioned before, Pligi, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Bigamara, Reish Yochanan, Amar, Lashon Nachrim, they're just foreign languages. Reish Lakish, Amar, Lashon Shabbat, Dubachem, Chacham, Linos, Nojim, Bo. These are Lashonos that the Chacham created in order to create nidarim. Ul Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Lashon Nachrim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that these are just foreign words, Vadai, Hainoda, Rahem, Kinoda, Iker, Karban, the same thing, Kish, Nidarim, Nem, Michalim, Michalashon. It's like an ikar neder, because it's there's a difference between English and Hebrew when it comes to making a neder. It's all between, it's pev v'libo shavim. As long as I have the concept, I have in mind, and I say something, it's created the neder, it creates the neder. Even according to Reish Lakish, it says these are made up words. So there's still a neder deraisa. Interesting lying. He's lying. He says, Shari kol hashonos, all languages, ein el haskamas uma v'uma. It's just, you know, context that every nation agree that this is, you know, that this wire means this, you know, bag means that. We know who said ever that was the haskama of the people. The logar haskama chachamim lazami haskamasan, and the haskama of the chacham to say that this means the carbon is no different than the haskama of the 70 nations to make all the languages. Hilkach have luhu midoraisa. Okay.
But Hebrew is not like that.
So they have to get to the Kabbalistically, maybe, I don't know. According to the Rambam, it is.
Hebrew was the God-given.
According to the Rambam, it was. according to others, not. I mean, it depends on how you view the Hebrew language, whether or not the Hebrew language is infused with the special Kedusha to begin with. Well, that was just the language that was spoken, so Hashem gave them that Torah. We always brought up saying that Hebrew was special, the Hebrew alphabet, all right, in the Hanami. If you skip now towards the bottom, he goes, he says, V'yados Nedarim, it's like two lines at the end before the Dir Masav Charamim. The Yodos Nadarim, who shematchil b'miksas diburo. You just do say you start a little bit. Shall neder elo she'eno gomer oso. Right, you don't complete it, but also miksas hadibor. And this shortened language, have a ki'ilu noder kol hashlemos hadibor. It says if we completed the entire thing, ke adam ha'ochis kli b'beis yado. Someone holding the handle. You're only holding the handle, but you're still holding the entire object. Umetaltol kulo. You can hold the handle, and you can carry the whole thing. By tum also, you touch the handle, right? Sometimes you touch the handle, and split the tumah goes to the rest of the item. Umishimhachi chayel nedra will come afarish luyados. And that's why the nedra is called, and soon we'll see what it is. Just in the Divrei Maskil Shvuos, he says, "Klomer the kinoi shvuah harei kishvuah, like the kinoi of a shvuah is like a kishvuah, the chayla." And he says, "Since a kinoi of shvuah works, shamina and the shvuah lo ba'ir Hashem. A shvuah does the nor for shvuah to be chal. I shvuah in basin. Nor for shvuah chayla says, I swear that I will not drink oranges for whatever. I'm not swearing that I will not drink oranges for 30 days. Might be a good idea. That doesn't need. I don't have to say you invoke Hashem's name. Elakev on shamar shvuah o shvusa shi kinuya." And he brings down Rabbeinu Tam that says that you do have to use Shem Hashem. He brings down also at the bottom, he says in the Ravid, El Shah Ravid al Amr, in your Malchus ain't a loke, El Baskar Shem. If you violate your Shvuah, you violated a lav. So the Ravid says the only time you'll get Malchus for violating a lav is when you took the Shvuah, you use Hashem's name. Because the violation is for using Hashem's name in vain. Right? To be cool, lav the Shvuah, Shem Ksivahu, because it says, Lo Tisa Shem Hashem, Lo Tishbu Shmi. Avali in your Isura, below Shem Nami Isa. He says that it works. So he basically splits the baby. Naran says you don't need shuah, the shame in the shuah. Rabbeinu Tam says you do need shame in the shuah. The Rabbi brings down, right, you don't need shame in the shuah in order for the shuah to take effect, but in order to get malchus for violating that shuah, you would need shame in there. Okay. Fine. So, then the Mishnah always begins very technically. So the Gemara always brings being technically. It says, Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim. Right? Our Mishnah states, Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim. All the nicknames of nedarim. I'm using nickname. I don't know how we translate kinoi. I'm just using the word nicknames. But all the nicknames of nedarim are like...
Equivalent terms.
What is it?
Equivalent terms. Okay.
Nicknames are shorter. Okay, Kol kinoi nedarim kinedarim. Because they're equivalent to the nedarim. They're the lashonos that aren't the ikar lashon neder, but they're equivalent to it. So he says, Umaishnai Gabi Nazir de lo katani hulukulo. Umaishnai Gabi Nadarim de katani hulukulo. I mean, the Mishnah in Nazir, it just says, Kol kinu Naziris kinaziris. It doesn't say all the rest, because Karabim and Shuos and all. It just talks about Naziris. And here in Nadarim, so it makes sense, for Sakhazan is Nazir, we're talking about Naziris, we'll mention the Lachas and Naziris. Here we're talking about the Lachas and Nadarim, so mention the Lachas and Nadarim. Why here does it expand and talk about everything else? Right, the Ran says the ilu maseches nazir lo tan el kol kinu naziros kinaziros. So why does it say everything here? So the Gemara says mishum the neder ushvua ksivi gabe hadadi tani tartin. Neder and shvua go together because the pasuk says Ran points out ki yidur neder l'Hashem oh hishava shvua. So they are a tandem. So once I'm starting with neder, I'm going to say shvua. Once I start with neder and I have to say shvua, then I'm dragging everything else along with it. Mishum the neder ushvua ksivi gabe hadadi tani tartin. Therefore, I have two. V'kevu the tani tartin. Once I have these two tani lekulhu, then I'll mention all the other cases where kinuyim apply.
They're all essentially the same.
Right. You're saying why is a topic mentioned here? It's just a topic. It's really a technical start to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'lisne kinuye shvuos basar nedarim." Right? It says, "Kol kinu nedarim kinedarim." Then, and you said the only reason why we're listing everything here is because shvuos goes in tandem with nedarim, and then we have charamim in between nedarim and the Mishnah. Why is it interrupted? Why don't we say "Kol kinu nedarim kinedarim" or "Shvuos k'shvuos," and then list everything else? So. Right, so it's like always excuses for everything. That's what's going on here. The Gemara has an answer for everything here. He says, "V'lisni kinu shvuos bas nedarim." So the Gemara says, Aidi detan nedarim mitzar chafse Allah. Since it mentions nedarim first, which is an ister chafse, which I say these tissues are also to me, where the input focuses on the chafse, so tani nami charamim de mitzar chafse aleya. Then we talk about charam, which is the same idea, which focuses on the chafse. Lafuke, to exclude shvua, the ka'asr nafshim in a shvua. When it comes to shvua, I'm asserting myself, it's more of an ister gavra. Let's look at the Ran. I did the tani nedarim the mitzvah chafse alei klomar she oser hakikar alav. This kikar becomes aser to me. The omer achilas kikar ze alai. The eating this kikar is aser to me. I mean the kikar itself is aser. La fuke shvua the aser nafshim in the chafse. Or I am now aser to the chafse. That's where the focus is. Klomar by shvua you say she omer shvua shelo ochel kikar ze. I swear I will not eat this bread. It becomes an iser gavra. So now this.
If you say I swear this is. Us to me,
then that's not a so that's what the Gemara Ranja says. My high mashma from here it seems to indicate the ein shvua b'loshon neder v'lo neder b'loshon shvua. You can't do that. You have to have if you're taking a neder, it has to be loshon neder, which is focused on the chafza. Taking a shvua, so therefore hilka kol shehichliv shel ze b'ze eimadvarim klum. He says you cannot have that again. Obviously, it's a machlokas, right? The ikal lemedak. Right, so he asks, "Ikal meida tatani perigud bay at the pirkan and daf yud bays." We're going to have cases where it seems to indicate that you're taking a shvua lashon neder or neder lashon shvua. So he answers over there. The yesh lomar, he says, "Tahani lishni lab bedafka nakit." That's lab dafka, right? That those shonos are lab. So he says, right? It's just the gemara is not being careful in its words over there. But really, in order to take a neder, you have to have lashon neder. In order to take a shvua, you have to have lashon shvua. But he brings down later on, the Ron brings later on, he says,
same words have meaning.
Right, here, Yushalmi, if you go further down by the Yushalmi, see Yushalmi? It's like eight lines before they get wider. He says, Yushalmi, Iflik, Bahaidina, Darmina, Hasan, it says, Samachlokas. They said this dinner, whether let Neder, Lashon, Shvor, Shvor, Lashon, Neder, it works. It says, Samachlokas between Rav Yudon, the Rebbe, the Rav Muna. So, I'm sorry, the Rav Yudah and the Rebbe Rav Muna Savri ain neder b'loshon shua, the ain shua b'loshon neder. The Rav Yossi poligalayu umashma the kaimilan kirabim. Basically, because they'll say, you have to look at the intent, look what the person's trying to do, and if he's trying to do something and he misses up the language, you can just say it's kinoy or yad, you can always try to figure out a way to make it work. He says, aval haramban zal kasa b'hilchos nedarim. If you have the regular Gemara, so in the back of the regular Gemara, you have, on the page, we have the Ran, the Perish of Rashi, but you know it's Rashi. You have the Rosh, you have Tosos. In the back, you have the Rif, Ramban, Ritva, Mukhe Yosef. It's all here. They're very small, but they're still there. Very small in print, not in stature. Okay, whatever. We can do very carefully words. Do very careful your words, especially in Maseches Nedarim. So he continues. He says, "Varimbanz al kasev hilchos nedarim shlo delekli shivush anasugi v'leimer deladai." Don't say that that Gemara then Yud Beis is messing up its words. It's not careful with language. We'd rather the Gemara be what mean what it says, right? Elavadai neder shamar b'lashon shvua v'shuv b'lashon neder mahani. It still works. Miu lo mi ikur neder. It's the mikra shvua. It's not the ikur, the principal way of doing it, right? Rather, it's probably going to be midin yad. He's going to say. Right, he says the harmin b'sugi on the neder shvua lo shavim lishen and ayu. We know the neder shvua don't have the same language. Elami in yados, it works within yados. The mahani neder sharm lo shvua. Why? Because kevan the piv libo shavim le eser shvua lo. Since he wants to, his mouth and his heart wants to say this is a shvua, we're going to complete it as a shvua. Or if he wants to be a neder, we're going to complete it as a neder. Questions? I don't know if you say it, which one. How do you know which one he wants? He's messing it up in both sides. If he says a neder lo shvua, how do you say?
So what is it?
So he's saying it's a neder. It says, if you say koneim alai, that I will not eat something, so we're going to go with the first lashon and say it's a neder, and we'll complete as nashon yad, and it becomes a neder. And so what's the difference between a neder and a shvui? Bottom line is, you can't eat it.
Right.
All right, we'll deal with it. There are some nafkaminas when it comes to, you know, chafzer gavra. He has a whole list in the back, in the Masifta of nafkaminot between the, whether it's a neder or shvui. But it's on my kitchen table, so I know exactly where it is, just not here. Okay, so right, so then we go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, so I didn't listen to Kinesh Shavuos what in the Darm. So I didn't in the Darm the Mitzvah of Tzalei Tani Nami Chamar the Mitzvah of Tzalei Lafuki Shavu the Kasa Nashim the Chetsa. So the Gemara says Pasaf Mikinuyim. The Mishnah starts with Kinuyim. It says Kol Kinuyim the Darim Umifarish Yados, and then it talks and toes into Yados. It says Haomel Chaveru Modon Yimcha, right? Vesu Yodosh Inish Ayribuhun. In other words, Number one, the Mishnah starts with Kinuyim. It says, Kol Kinuyim Darim. Then it starts to explain Yados, which is question number one. Number two, it never even mentions Yados. It doesn't say, Kol Yad Neder Kineder. Then it starts explaining it. So it's a two-pronged question. Why are you jumping from Kinuyim, which you started the Mishnah with, into explaining Yados? And where did the Yados even come from that you're explaining them? So he says, right? He says, Pasaf Kinuyim, Kol Kinuyim Darim, first Yados, Om the Chavir Modim Lechach, Vesu, Yados Inshi Aribon? Is that what we're talking about? Rashi Ran says in the last medium sized line, he says, Nearly the Hachi Perusha, Vadai Tana Bikinuyin Pasach, definitely open with Kinuyim, the Philomat Mastis and Mechsuri Lomechsara, Rashi Shain Dom Mechsara Barosh Devarav. Even if you say it's Mechsuri Mechsara, there's no lacuna at the start. It's always in the middle, even though we'll see later on that the Gemara changes that. Ella Be'emsa, Be'kevon Da Korchim Bikinuyim Pasach, even had it mentioned Yados, it still should have said, explain Kinuyim first. Right? He says, don't even mention them. So what's going on with Yados here? So Gemara says, Chesuri Mechsra. It's a Chesuri Mechsra. V'hachi Katani. This is how you read the Mishnah. Kol Kinu Nadarim Kinadarim. V'yados Nadarim Kinadarim. And in the not Yados, it says Kinui first, and then it says Yados. So then he says, okay, if that's the case, so lift Rosh Kinuyim Bereisha. So you explain the Kinuyim first. Why are you jumping to the second thing? Why are you jumping to Yados?
I don't understand the question. We only see Yados in the Mishnah.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned before. He says, Ha'omer lechaveirum, O'drani mimcham, O'fushani mimcham, O'chokani mimcham. Those are all Yados. He doesn't explain. He doesn't say that you are usher to me. He just that he, it's a yad. It's only partial language. It's not a kinoi. It's not ikra neder. It's a yad. That's the Gemara saying. So why are you jumping to that to discuss yados when you haven't explained kinuyim yet? Yeah, it has to be yados. Otherwise, it's nothing else. It's not ikra neder. It's not a kinoi. He doesn't use Kone, so he doesn't use any of those Lashonos.
The Mishnah doesn't even say this.
That's the question. And that's the second part of the question. The Mishnah doesn't even talk about Yados, and now you start giving me examples of Yados. So he says, answer the question. The Mishnah does talk about Yados. It says, Kol Kiru Yadarim Kedarim, Kol Yad Yadarim Kedarim, then explains Yados. So the Gemara says, well, then why are you doing that? If you, you answered that, the Mishnah does talk about Yados. But you went out of order. First, it talks about Kinuyim, then it talks about Yados, and now you talk. It's A, B, and now you're doing the B. You should explain A. Okay. So the Gemara is going to say, and eventually the Gemara is going to say, because you can bring Mishnayas, Molo Vashas, where sometimes you discuss A, sometimes you discuss B. What?
Very often that it starts.
Right. So the Gemara here is now going to try to bring a distinction as to when, if it's A, B, it discusses A first, and if it's A, B, it discusses B first. The Gemara is going to end up saying, it's haphazard. Not, it doesn't make a difference, is what I was going to say. Pretty similar. He says, Lifros Kinuyim Beresha. So the Gemara answers, Hahu, the Sali Kimine, Hahu Mefarish Beresha. Whatever the Mishnah finishes with, when it removes itself from the Sali Kimine, when it's leaving, that's what it's going to discuss first. Kinitzanan, with the following Mishnayos. Mishnah Shabbos, Bameh Madlikin, Bameh Madlikin. What can we light with on Shabbos? For it was the Mishnah then say afterwards, A Madlikin. Start with the A Madlikin, right? Bameh Tomnin, also on Shabbos, Bameh Ein Tomnin. What can we insulate? What can we not insulate with? Mishnah Kinnah Kahir is Ein Tomnin. We don't do Hatamana with. But again on Shabbos, Meh Isha Yotza, Ein Yotza. What type of jewelry can she wear on Shabbos to walk out? And it says, Lo Tetza Isha, don't go out. So you see that oftentimes, Gemara now assumes that all the time, you say A, then B, you explain B first. So to here, A is Kinoi, B is Yados, we explain B, Yados first. The Gemara then says, really? They call Hecha the Pasach Lo Mifarish Bereisha? Is it really true that all the time, that whatever you open with, you don't start explaining with? I'm going to bring you examples now that you do deal with what you opened with. Vatanan, Yesh Nochlin Umanchilin. There's some people who divest and that they inherit. Nochlin umanchilin. Sorry, they inherit and they give over. Nochlin below manchilin. Those who do the other way. And then Mishnah also says, it says nochlin manchilin, nochlin manchilin. It says manchilin below nochlin, low nochlin below manchilin. It's four examples over there. Just gave away the farm. The elun nochlin umanchilin. Right, and then it goes to back to number one first. It mentions four cases and goes back to number one first. That's example number one. Example number two in Yavamos. Yesh mutaros l'balehen. Some women are mutter to their husbands. Vasuros l'yavim, but they're also to the Yavam. Then the next case is mutaros l'yavim, vasuros l'balehen, the opposite. And then there's another case where they're going to be mutaros to both, and they're going to be usher to both. And we go back and explain it. It's A, B, C, D. And we go explain A. A first. The Eilu mutaros l'balehen, vasuros l'yavim. And another case. Yesh to unos shemen levonos, Gemara in Menachos. Yesh to unos shemen ulevona. Some things need oil and the frankincense. Some things shemen v'lo levona. Some things need one, some things need the other. And we go, it's A, B, C, D. And we go back to explain A. The A to unos shemen levona. Another one in Menachos. And then it's on the following daf in Menachos. One's a daf in Tess, one's a daf Samach. Yesh to unos hagasha, the A to unos snufa. Some Menachos you have to bring close to Mizbeach, but you don't have to wave them. Some are tenufa v'lo hagasha. Then they have other examples of C and D. The Eila tunus hagasha, and these are the ones that need hagasha. Explaining A first. Another example: Yesh bechor lenachla. Right, there's a bechor for nachla, but a bechor lekohen. He's not considered a bechor in order for a kohen, for a pigeon. Right, some are bechor lekohen, and bechor lenachla, and then it gives other cases that it's bechor for both, or bechor for neither. And again, the A's bechor lenachla, the a bechor lekohen. We go explain the first instance. So the Gemara says, no, that is different. Because in those cases, what was the difference? There were four scenarios. There are four scenarios. If you go A, B, C, D, and you start explaining D, by the time, remember, everything was done by Peh, you can forget A was. So you go back and you have to do it. It's a way for memorization, I think. He says, Halein, Mishum, the Afshu Lehu, because I think there are many, right? Afshu. It's loud. I thought Afshu means loud, but Afshulu, I think here means many. Mishum the Afshule, Mefarish Hahu the Pasuk Bereisha. Then you explain the one that was first. Right? Ron is on the other side, so it's the last short line. Afshule, Mefarish had the Pasuk Bereisha. I'll skip to Ron. Ron explains all the cases, but we don't need that for Dafyomi purposes. It says, Mishum the Afshule, Mefarish had the Pasuk Bereisha. Afshu, what does that mean? Klomar, Shedinei Merubin. They're very many. Kidarmina Barosh Hashanah, the Afshe Brachos, many Brachos. Hilkach, Ime Farish Lumafreya, if I explained them backwards, Asi Limite, right? It would be, you'd make a mistake, I guess. Ulaolam Ilam Shamaitaimos, Sidra Dafka, the Frusha Hadas Lagmine. So Gemara, last we said the Afshe is that because there's so many. So Gemara says, wait a second, I'll bring you another case where it is, where it's not Afshe, and we still go B first. What's that case? Back on Beis on the Beis. Baha, Bameh Behema Yotza, with what can an animal go out with? Ubameh Eino Yotza, the low option, just these two things. What can it go out, what it cannot go out with? The Gatani, Yotze Gamal. You talk about goes out first. It was A, B, and we explained A. So you gave me the whole reason why here we're explaining B is because it's lava afsha. I have a case where it's not lava, where it's also lava afsha, and we don't explain A. The bottom line of the question is, you just gave me a chesurim maksara. You said it says kinuyim, then it says yados, and then we're explaining yados. Why aren't you explaining kinuyim first? So the Gemara says, elo lav dafka. Lav dafka? What? Not lav dafka, we do it. Why? Zin and mefarshu the pasuk bereisha. Zin and ohudas salak mefarshu bereisha. Sometimes that you open with, you explain. Sometimes what you close with, you explain. Right?
That's the answer.
Rashi says El Av Dafka. He says, Ron says, nearly the Lahachi Mishani Sadre. It's they mess it up purposely. They flip it around purposely. Right? Tan Lashmuunin the Lekak paid the Bemilsa. The reason why the Tana changes around here is to show you we don't have a Hakpada. We don't care which one goes first. V'chol tani the tani k'debayi shapir dami. Any way you do it is fine, right? V'leka b'hai milsa mishum v'tivcha v'loshna rumim, something in Pasuk and Eov. You don't have to be so careful here. However you want to say it, you can
so
say
like
it.
It's like algorithm or strategy or general principle, just whatever.
Right. No. It's not a principle. It's just sort of whichever the time I felt more comfortable explaining first, that's what you explain first.
Question of forgetting all the lists.
So it seems to be that you're rejecting that now. I'm not sure, because that was by Afsha. So maybe by Afsha, it was specific that you went back to the first one. But when it's not Afsha, it seems to be... I'm not sure if we rejected the Afsha answer when it came to cases where you have more than two choices.
Here it's not even listed.
It's only a Chesurim Matzor. It says if it is listed. Right. I mean, we can answer the one more... Let's just answer the next one. The Ibayis Ema, and Menachem will pick up there from tomorrow. The Ibayis Ema, we say Yados to Isa Midrasha Mefarish Luhun Bereisha. But Yados, which come from a drasha, Kinuyim, we said are either foreign languages, which is just what's a different foreign language of the Lashon Deraisa, or it's words that the Chachamim made up. You're not going to see that in the Torah. Right, it's natural. It makes sense. But Yados, we're going to learn it out from a drasha. So the Torah, the Gemara likes learning. What it's more chaviv to learn the drasha. So they learn the drasha first. Vivais ema Yados, Idi the asim midrasha, mefarish lehu bereisha. And the Gemara is going to ask, well, okay, if you loved it so much, why aren't you open with the others. But so look at the Ron. We didn't change our answer. There's no kapeda by the milsa the marka. Right? In our Mishnah, In other words, the Mishnah makes no difference because there's no hakpada. When it comes to the Gemara, they can explain yados first because when it comes to listing it, there's no peda which one comes first or not. When it comes to explicating it, the Mishnah is going to explicate the one that comes with the drasha first because that's more chavit because it comes
for
drasha.
You don't have a question anyway. If you start to explain yados, the Gemara first question is going to be we don't know what the nether is. We started with Yadda's first form.
Well, Neder, you know. Neder is an assumed thing. I've already never answered.
You started with Neder.
No, sorry, with Kinuyim. It doesn't mention Ikra Neder. That was, you're saying that the Gemara should ask the question, well, you're going straight to Kinuyim.
Right.
Why don't you talk about the Ikra Neder?
Right.
Because Ikra Neder is W2. Everyone knows you cannot take a Neder. Now they're trying to figure out otherwise. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.
That question will probably answer it on